So, you're here because of a commitment you made to yourself to upgrade from whatever state that you're in and going into either organic 3D or organic 5D. And I'm going to talk about that, not this evening. And we're going to talk about it during so forth. So the commitment that you made is that you're ready for the next part. And that's why we've covered that earlier. And there's no mistake or accident that you're here. And no matter what you felt beforehand, even if you had certain things come up for you before, it's just to prepare you. And even any work that has been done was to prepare you just to be here. And in essence, there's some of you here that actually were quite surprised that you actually made the choice at the last minute to come because you felt that part of you moved you to be here. Why? Because you were ready and you made the commitment to move on. So we're going to do a couple of things here. I'm just going to go quickly and look at it. Yeah, so the word I've used is letting go of the old self and stepping into a new self. And when I say new self, we're talking about the self of you that's always been there, that you've parked and put aside, that you're not, have not been using that part of you. You're going to bring that part up in yourself to be part of the playfulness and of experiencing your life moving forward. So this is what you're here. You're here to play. So let's have some fun with all of this as we go along. All right, so I've covered a lot of this already, so this is pretty good. See how it gets started and it just goes. All right, now, to prepare you for this, we've already done some of the clearing out of the space, so I'm going to do some more clearing of the space, and I'm going to clear you guys. So we're going to do a little process, and we're going to clean out the energies. And then we're going to go to the next stage. We're going to let go of some of the baggage and stuff. And then you guys are going to be doing some writing when Kimberly hands out the booklets or the notepads. Now, some of you have notepads, so you may not need one. But if you do, then we'll hand that out, pens and pads. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to clear out the space, and we're going to clear you guys. So I want you to just relax, close your eyes. And we're going to also raise your frequency to the highest frequency that you are ready to handle. Now, as the energies are going through you, you may feel certain things get triggered, whatever. Just allow it to flow from you, okay? It's not for you to hold on to it. Even if a part of you says, oh, I don't want to let go of that one yet, just let it go. Listen, if you're going to let go of anything that you're going to let go, if you really, really, really need it, you can recreate it. But I can tell you one thing. You won't create it the same. Because you're different. Your energy is different. The playground is different. So in essence, this is why I'd say it's very beneficial for you to let go whatever is there now. And sometimes people say, well, how about if I need it? If you truly need it, you create a new version of it that is more in alignment of who you are now and what engagements and whatever roles that you're going to take on. Okay? So don't be afraid of letting go anything. So don't hang on, just let it go. You have the power to recreate anything, okay? And even when we're going to go through the clearing of connections and so forth, you allow the connection to go because you will establish new connections, even if it's the same people, but the new connections will be from a newer version of you. A newer version of you, a newer version of them. Because a lot of times what happens is we see someone in your life, one of your playmates, could be family, could be siblings, could be kids, could be people that you deal with every day. We establish a certain version of them, and we always see them the same, even though they're changing and you're changing. By letting it go, you'll be amazed. How many of you have already experienced when you let go of a perception of someone that you actually see another version of them? Parts of them that you didn't even know it existed. Parts of them that you never thought they would even be able to access. And you're going, wow, where did you come from? You know? And it could be minor, it can be major. So in essence, this is the key, is to let go of whatever versions you see now, whatever you're experiencing now, with whoever, and then create a new version. And the creating of the version is let it create naturally from a higher perspective rather than you forcibly trying to see them the way it is. And I know sometimes if people have said, you know, I don't want to lose what I already have. Well, in fact, you have nothing. You have an illusion. So letting go of the illusion and create another more upgraded illusion is even much more beneficial. And I know sometimes I've had people, it's my partner, I have a connection with them, I love them and whatever else. And I go, awesome, then let them go. And then see your partner as the new set of eyes that you have now. Not with a conception or perception. I think there was a story that was told at one time where a couple were doubting each other and they started to look for other relationships to find another version of someone else as a new playmate and so forth. And they ended up meeting each other again. There was a song. Yeah, there you go. Yes, it's an old one. It's been a while, yes. And Billy Joel? Okay, see, I had, perfect, thank you. So just look at that. You know, what did they do? They discovered the parts of their partner that they weren't seeing. They weren't communicating it because, you know, a lot of times what happens is that in each other's lives, we feel that we have to play a specific role. And we have to see people a certain way because we're so cautious of the fact that if I see them differently, I may not have them in my life in the same form. And then we get to the point where we may feel bored or may feel in some way that, you know, there's nothing to share. Meanwhile, each of you actually have much more to offer and experience amongst each other. How many times have we been with partners and we never really got to know them? So this is what I'm saying. By letting go of everything about anyone and then allow yourself to see them as new. I've had people that have come and actually have done that. And when they go home and then at some point time later, they contact me and they say, well, wow, I just saw another version of my husband or some another version of my kids and so forth because I dropped what I was already perceiving and seeing. Because remember, we're in co-creation, okay? So the version of people we see, most of it is your own part of the creation. So if you have a perception that you're holding on or a belief of some sort, you're going to see the version of them that applies more to what you've been holding on to. So be okay to let it go.